All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. What if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after some lean years on the gridiron, the Texas Longhorns are back in a big way. Texas knocked off the Georgia Bulldogs in the Sugar Bowl for their first 10-win season since 2009. It's very hard to believe, but that is the case. Texas was 10-4 this past season, which included defeating a pair of conference champions, of course, Oklahoma in the regular season and then Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And Tom Herman just wrapped up his second season as the head football coach at Texas, and he has really turned things around in a big way. And it all started with him inserting his quarterback, Sam Ellinger, in there. And we've seen Ellinger progress throughout this season, and I guarantee you heading into 2019, there will definitely be some buzz for this young man as far as winning the Heisman Trophy. Now, who knew that Texas' season would end like this after the way that it started? You go back to September 1st when Texas went on the road and lost to Maryland 34-29, and there were some people who were saying that Tom Herman would not last the entire season. Now, Texas got things turned around. They won their next two non-conference games, which included defeating USC at home by the score of 37-14. They opened up Big 12 play with a 31-16 victory at home versus TCU, but I think what allowed Herman to get this thing turned around quickly was on October 6th when Texas went to the Cotton Bowl for their yearly matchup with Oklahoma, and they got the best of them 48-45. Now, in October and early November, Texas would stumble with back-to-back losses, first at Oklahoma State, which is always a tough place to play, and then home versus West Virginia. But then Texas would rally when their final three Big 12 games of the regular season. They gave it everything that they had versus Oklahoma in the rematch in the Big 12 championship game. But I think that additional time off, the 1 month off, allowed Herman to really game plan, get his team up. And plain and simple, they out-physicaled one of the better teams in the nation in Georgia. And it's very hard to say that you out-physicaled Georgia, but that is what Texas was able to do in their Sugar Bowl victory on New Year's Day. Now, because of that, Texas will begin this season, or next season rather, ranked pretty favorably. More than likely, they will finish this season ranked in the top 10. They're going to have another strong recruiting class coming to Austin. I know that they're going to lose some guys, more than likely. Wide receiver Little Jordan Humphrey will leave school early, and it's hard to blame him for that. You look at the productivity that he has had, and he is definitely ready for the NFL. But when it comes to recruiting, Texas is second to none as far as facilities when it comes to getting the top high school talent in the nation, and more importantly, the top high school talent within the Lone Star State to come to Austin. Texas has a very good shot of winning the Big 12 next season. I think at this point, the Big 12 is going to come down to Texas and Oklahoma. I do believe West Virginia is going to take a back seat if Dana Holgorsen does leave the school to go to Houston. But I think Texas's chances of winning the Big 12 next season will be good. More than likely, they'll be playing Oklahoma twice again next season. And then, of course, if Texas is able to handle their business in the Big 12, maybe only have one loss, you're definitely going to have to put them into consideration for the college football playoff. And this is what it's all about with the Blue Bloods getting in there. We've seen it for the most most part, since the college football playoff was implemented, that it's all about getting the blue bloods out there to face each other. And I think the college football is in a much better spot when Texas is relevant. This is going to be the first time since 2012 that Texas is going to finish the season ranked in the top 25 of the AP poll. And that is significant because for so long, this is something that we took for granted, because from 1998 to 2009, Texas finished each year ranked in the top 25. And of course, like I said before, they've had some lean years since then. But Tom Herman has definitely turned things around. The Longhorns use the Sugar Bowl to propel them on back onto the national stage and show people, you know what, you can't doubt Texas anymore. So the burnt orange is back in a big way. They're ready to once again be a power in the Big 12. And more importantly, they are ready to once again be a power on the national scene. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.